The mother of the Alabama teenager who went missing in Aruba in 2005 finally found out what happened to her daughter today. As part of a plea agreement, Yaron Vandersloot confessed to murdering Natalie Holloway. Reporter Melanie Peoples was in the courtroom in Birmingham.
It's not a conviction of murder, but the guilty plea that Yaron Vandersloot entered in court today included sitting down with Beth Holloway and explaining what happened to her daughter. Holloway addressed a throng of reporters outside the federal court in Birmingham.
It's been a very long and painful journey, but we finally got the answers we've been searching for all these years. We finally, today, we got justice for Natalie.
Holloway says Vandersloot told her that he did indeed kill her daughter after she rebuffed his sexual advances and then threw her body into the ocean. He won't serve time for the murder, but Beth Holloway says finally getting an admission is enough.
Yaron Vandersloot's confession means we have finally reached the end of our never-ending nightmare. And for me, reaching the end of the nightmare, being over is better than closure.
Vandersloot was a main suspect, but law enforcement officers on the Dutch Caribbean island never managed to mount a successful case and ultimately closed it. 5 years after killing Natalie Holloway, Vandersloot murdered a college student in Lima, Peru, and has been serving a prison sentence there ever since. But what brought him to Alabama was his attempt to sell information to Beth Holloway in 2010. She paid him $25,000, but Vandersloot lied to Holloway. That got him federal charges on extortion and wire fraud. In today's plea agreement, Vandersloot will be sent back to Peru, where he's expected to serve 22 more years in prison. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Birmingham.